Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I haven't heard The Who in a long time. Love these guys. Entwistle's gone, of course, but Roger Daltrey, Pete Townsend, and the rest of the boys. 6:42 on your Monday morning. Welcome back to the Bernie and Sid in the Morning Show. Talk Radio 77 WABC. Bernard is back today. Great to have him back. So I get a text on Saturday from Curtis Sliwa. He says, I just listened to the best of Bernie and Sid and heard all your interviews with the gubernatorial candidates. Now, you did this once before with me with Stephen Van Zandt. You said that's the best interview I've ever heard. So now people are starting to say Curtis wants to get on Bernie and Sid so badly that he compliments you all the time. But I don't believe that's true. I think you really thought what happened on this show last week was pretty big, the whole governor fight. So what'd you hear on Saturday?
Let me bifurcate that. Why wouldn't I want to be on the number one talk program in the nation in the mornings on WABC? Why wouldn't I do anything to get on here, right?
But and here you are.
But it was proof positive. Let me tell you something. You know I do the overnights 12 to 6, 12 midnight to 6. So I'm sitting here, and I was like half stung God. You know, I'm trying to revive myself. I got to go out and meet my sons. It was schwitzing. It was humid. It was hot. I got the red sateen jacket on. I said, boy, I didn't need to do anything other than listen to your three interviews. Back to back, belly to belly, Bernard. Sid was relentless on all of them. He starts off with Congressman Lee Zeldin, who is your favorite,
right.
Your choice.
That was very nice. Very nice.
But let me tell you something.
Not mine.
You put him in the corner. You didn't let him get out of the corner.
No.
And you could see he was, like, angry. He was intense. You even sense that. Then you had on the candidate I'm supporting, Andrew Giuliani. And he was, like, coming at you. And you wouldn't let him just, you know, get on his soapbox.
Right.
You were criticizing him. And then Rob Astorino, who we all know, because he used to be at the old WABC, was producer of the morning show, ESPN. And I used to say, hey, Rob, is there a chance for the Curtis Lee with Super Sports Spectacular? He said, lose my number, pal. Lose my number. But it was intense. It was great. And I think everybody came away and said, look, whoever wins out of these four guys, they're all qualified candidates. We have to rally around the winner. But in the meantime, Royal Rumble. Let's do it. Cage match. And you and Bernie, you should be hosting this first debate. If it was up to me, they would be here in the morning, and they'd be here in a heartbeat. And let's just get it on for the good of the state, because this is going to help sort of bring to the surface the best candidate to take out Cuomo / Hochul.
So, Curtis, in your estimation, is Lee Zeldin a liar? I mean, that's the bottom line. That's the at the crux of the matter. Is he lying when he says that the Astorino and Giuliani engaged in forgeries with these petitions?
Look, you got to understand that when Andrew was talking, he had tactical air support because both his father, the most knowledgeable political in this, who had intense battles having to get signatures, and me, who had my own battles, we've been working with Andrew. We were out there gathering signatures. We were qualifying those signatures, so we know the truth. And yes, Lee Zeldin was lying. There were only four signatures out of 25,500 signatures that Team Giuliani got that were disqualified. Only four. And the attorney had said on the record with New York One, oh, we just did this to bust your stones, to waste your time and waste your resource so that it would deplete you in this primary election that will be determined on June 20th.
Listen, I've gotten very close with Andrew the last couple of weeks. In fact, his father's birthday is coming up this week. Big party in Monconkoma. He's invited me to sit there with him and his father and Steve Bannon and a host of others. I like the kid a lot. And I like Rob, too. Lee Zeldin fought with his country. He's been a great politician. I'm a little uncomfortable calling him a liar, like Astorino did flat out. attacking his character. Both those guys did that, said his character deserves to be attacked. I'm going to stop short of that. But listening to all three guys on the show, it did seem like both Giuliani and Astorino made good arguments for Lee Zeldin pulling the wool. It did seem that way, but I'm going to stop short, at least right now, of calling a war hero, a great politician, and a guy I really like, a liar.
No, there's no doubt. And in fact, if Lee Zeldin turns out to win the primary, I will put all of my support, whatever value that is, behind him, because we got to get Holcomb. I call her Holcomb because she's full of nonsense, out of the executive chambers. We have to get a Republican in there. If nothing more, to take on the Democratic supermajorities in the Assembly and State Senate who continue with these no-bail laws, continue to drive people out of the city towards your old haunt, Florida. In 3 months, 10 million more people than last year. That 30 million people have visited Florida. 30 million people in 3 months. And you know, a lot of them are not coming back from DeSantis land. Freedom land, I call it. They're staying down there. And this is the problem. Look how dead this city is, Sid.
Dead.
Look,
dead.
All these office buildings empty.
8%. 8%. And every time somebody else gets killed on the subway, when Eric Adams is out there last week, Bernie, yelling and screaming to CEOs, come back to New York, and you can't go to a brunch on a Sunday without getting shot dead on the subway. Good luck with that. Right, Bernie?
Absolutely. Yeah. At noon, you're referring to the guy that got on the subway at noon yesterday.
Yeah.
Bright, sunny day. He gets on a Canal Street, shot dead. Listen, my son, he works for a big corporation in Manhattan. He hasn't been into the office since, winter, really, of 2020, the late winter of 2020. He's going in tomorrow. You know why he's going in tomorrow? To clean up his stuff. He's going, and he's still going to work from home. There's not even any talk of this company calling their employees back in while this city is the S-hole. Well, that
Bernie,
it is right now.
Bernie, you know how ridiculous Eric Adams has gotten here because he's the swagger man who never had a plan to deal with crime. He said to Jamie Dimon last week, it was in the papers, you should be riding the subway. I immediately sent a message to Jamie Dimon, one of the most powerful figures in New York City. You better make sure that your life insurance premiums are paid up and you're wearing a bulletproof body condom.
Yeah, and you mentioned Jamie Dimon. By the way, this young man who was murdered on the train yesterday worked for Goldman Sachs.
Yes, and not only that, but more people are not going to take the subway. 40% less people taking the subway now. And it's women mostly. It's not men. Women are the majority of the workers. You want nightlife, Sid? Let me tell you something. If there are no women at the clubs at night, well, maybe you like guys. You'll show up. But the fact is that guys are not going to pay. They're not going to be buying the bottles of champagne. The city is dead. 11 o'clock at night, it's dead. Other than at Club Zero Bond, where Mayor Eric Adams is hosting private parties.
It is shocking that last week reports came out, and we have both said this, me and Bernard, to our credit over the last couple of months. We know he's got his eye on the big seat, not about mayor. Nobody wants his job, right? Bill de Blasio was here. He ran for president. Eric Adams is here now. He wants to be president. But how could he even flirt with a position like that if at least statistically, right now, he's a worse mayor than Bill de Blasio.
Well, remember, it's all swagger. It's all style. He thinks he can dance his way into the White House. He pulled back after that was announced. But I'll tell you this. You have Cindy Adams opposed to you now. I got to tell you, you know this, Sid.
She was
Bernie,
on Friday, by the way. I'm supposed to take her for dinner on Friday night.
In my 43 years in New York City, and I've had a lot of columnists for me and against me. The great Jimmy Breslin was for me, thank God, or I would have been dead in the water. You do not want to be on the wrong side of Cindy Adams. And she devotes her column this morning in the Post to ripping up Eric Adams worse than you have, Sid, Bernie, and me together.
Wow. And she liked him. She liked him.
Yes.
And, man, she can be vicious. She can be really, really vicious. You know, a point of correction, and the only reason I do this, Sid, is because Mr. Catsimatidis corrected me when he was co-hosting with me, which is Jamie Dimon works for J.P. Morgan, not Goldman Sachs.
No, I know that. No, just making the point. It's still the same business.
Oh, it's finance. Market. It's finance.
Yes. Now, the other udiscraziata, the Shanda. I was there to support the Israel Day parade yesterday up Fifth Avenue, and Rudy Giuliani's ready to go over the police barricades. Man, this guy is intense. You do not want to rumble with Rudy Giuliani. But you know who also marched in that parade? A double udiscraziata. Bill de Blasio.
Oh,
he is impervious. People, the Altacacas, boo, boo, they're throwing their bagels at him. He didn't care. He's running in the 10th Congressional District.
Yeah, to replace Nathan, my old neighborhood.
He wants to destroy our country now in the House. Today, I'm on all this week, 12:15 after Bill O'Reilly to 1. I'm announcing anybody but Bill de Blasio, the Stop de Blasio movement, Bernie, Sid, you need to join us. This guy will try to wreck the country like he wrecked our city.
Well, he couldn't possibly be any worse than Jerry Wadler. He could not. I mean, Wadler is one of the most spineless, pandering to the woke tards out there politician that you'll ever see. Worse than Chuck Schumer. He is a complete, you talk about a disgrace. So it's really a wash, Bill de Blasio or Jerry Nadler. But because of what de Blasio did, I guess, we want to keep him the hell away from Washington, D.C., for damn sure. Pardon my language.
And he had the gall to be strutting up Fifth Avenue. All the Jews, the Zionists, right? You know, forget the Palestinians, the PLO, right? Forget Mahmoud Abbas. They wanted to just rip out his larynx, and he's just waving like he has no idea. They're screaming in Yiddish, you know, every Yiddish curse I ever learned. You Schmendrick, you Pischer, you per... Oh, I can't even mention those words. We'll get knocked off by the FCC.
I know. So I want to ask you about Staten Island. Joe Borelli's coming on at 8:05. I called Borelli yesterday. We had a nice conversation. He wants Staten Island to secede from the rest of the boroughs. He'd like Staten Island to be its own city. Nowhere near that yet, no vote coming up, none of that, but that's what he'd like to see. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I joined him during the mayoral campaign on Highland Boulevard. I supported Joe Borelli, and actually everybody here in the other five boroughs, you're crazy, you can't do that, because I was there when Guy Molinari fired that cannon at Fort Wadsworth towards Brooklyn. I said, Guy, don't hit Brooklyn. That's my beloved Brooklyn. He said, we got to secede. If not for that movement, we would have not had Rudy Giuliani as our mayor the second time around against David Dinkins. That brought out an extra Staten Island vote. But Borelli is right. Staten Island is the forgotten island. Some people here in this city refer to it as Satan Island because it's the only red dot that's left in terms of any of the boroughs. And I got to tell you, I'll stand side by side. Even though Borelli is for Zeldin and I'm for Giuliani, on this one, we're brothers in solidarity.
Wow, look at that. Yes, so if it does secede, I mean, the Republican Party is essentially completely dead in New York City. Not that it is already. It's already,
There's another reason, Bernard.
On life support, let's put it that way. But once Staten Island goes, forget about it.
Well, there's another reason, Bernie. There's always two reasons for Curtis. I could then move to Staten Island and get elected mayor of Staten Island. I won Staten Island with 75% of the vote.
Why don't you do this? You live on the Upper West Side, where I used to live.
Oh, God.
Why don't you run against de Blasio for the 10th District?
Hey, do you want to get me off of WABC? Are you like Frank Morano?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that was Frank Morano.
Well, listen, I have actually lobbied for you to do 12-1 every day.
Yes.
Enough of this rotating,
thank you, that guy.
You actually deserve more than an hour a day, but we'll take that for now. So I'm the last guy, and Bernie, we're the last guys to want you off the station. We want more time for Curtis.
Thank you. Thank you, Bernard. Thank you, Sid Rosenberg. Yeah. You've always been in my corner, win, lose, or draw. And just remember, I was in your corner, guys, when it counted, when the decision was being made by the suits. And they were going to go with a guy who's like one of the worst radio guys I have ever heard in my life. And I rushed in to Chad Lopez's office. You're crazy. You better sign up Bernard McGurk and Sid Rosenberg as the team to do the show. That was mid-mornings at the time. And then you segued right into the mornings. Best decision ever made. We're number one in the nation now because you guys started
and
the rest of the team carries it. It's like a relay race.
Thank you. Actually, that's in the book coming out in August, how instrumental, how integral you are in making sure that me and Bernie ended up a team here at WABC.
Mike Lupica, they wanted? Are they out of their minds?
I mean, another person sent me a text this weekend. It is shameful how you and Bernie attack Imus. By the way, I've stopped doing that. Mostly I give Imus credit now. I've turned into a mini Don Imus. But the truth is that he was at the forefront of not bringing me back from Florida and not teaming up Bernie and Sid.
And by the way, this
and we don't attack Don Imus. We never attack Mr. Imus.
No.
We corrected the record a couple of times.
That's right.
We never attack him.
But
never attack him.
I heard Don Imus' spirit in you, Sid, when you cross-examined Zeldin, Giuliani, Astorino. You were stirring it up. You wanted them to go at it. I said, look at Sid. He's pulling their chains. He's throwing gasoline on the fire, just like Don Imus used to do.
Because I did it so nicely. They didn't even realize it. I never accused them of anything, never raised my voice, never got angry, and I just led them down this really rich road, which was perfect for the show, and now me and Bernie are in the middle of a huge war. By the way, Imus, his old Mercedes. Remember that car, Bernie?
Of course, yeah. Who could forget?
Believe it or not, that car right now as we speak is on Craigslist. I guess Deirdre's trying to sell the old Mercedes.
She's selling off. That's wonderful. He had a bunch of fancy cars. What do you call it? What's the other fancy one that they sell?
The
Not a Rolls Royce.
The Bentley?
Yeah, the Bentley. Exactly,
yes.
The Bentley. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had. I guess she's keeping that one. Maybe that one.
Maybe Wyatt's keeping that one.
Now, you know when we were kids in Brooklyn, Sid, you, me, my friends, we would have hot-wired those babies. It would have been in the chop shops on Avenue D.
No,
we'd have been going to the clubs at night
with
a lot of money from the chop shops on Avenue D.
And Utica Avenue, too. Just,
yes.
That is the great Curtis Sliwa. Does a magnificent job overnights every weekend. He'll be on all week long, 12:15 to 1, starting today. And, of course, anybody but de Blasio, Upper West Side, 10th District. Make sure you're listening. As always, great job. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Bernie. Thank you, Sid.
My Curtis.
Man, Curtis Sliwa. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Rich Lowry, Joe Borelli, and a boatload of stories still to come, wrapping up hour number one, Monday morning with Bernie and Sid.